Paul says, we've got treasure. Can you imagine that? You are blessed. I got too much in me to be concerned about what they're talking about, because I got this treasure in me. Paul says we have treasure in earthen vessels. Paul says, I've got treasure. I have got a blessing on the inside of me. Out of my body flows rivers of living water. Jesus said, once you get the Spirit out of your body. Now, he's not talking about out of your stomach. He did say, out of thy belly shall flow rivers of living water. But what he's saying is out of your mouth. The fountain is coming out. It's what you have inside that comes out that bless other people. The treasure comes out of through your tongue. As you tell people about the riches of Christ, how they can have a bank account in heaven, lay up not for yourself treasures on earth, Matthew 6:19, but lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. Oh, Lord, I've got treasure in my stomach. Paul says, this thing, I don't want to get sidetracked with this, but he says, we have got treasure inside of us, inside of a clay pot, inside of, one translation say, crack pots. We are made out of dust, but yet inside of us is a message that is rich and is eternal and that can get people saved. You got it in your mouth. Amen. Jesus says, if you drink some of this water, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. You can bring life to dead people. People who are dead in their sins, you can speak life to them. You and I have treasure in earthen vessels. Now, notice what Paul said. This treasure is so good that I'm not worried. I'm not bothered about these Judaizers. Paul says, I'm not bothered about the Judaizers. This treasure is too good. Amen. I think he said, he says in 2 Corinthians 4, 8, he says, we're troubled on every side. Amen. Yet not in despair. Yes. Did you notice that in 2 Corinthians 4, 8, he says that we are troubled. I'm going through trouble and it doesn't bother me. I'm bruised, but I'm not broken. I have trouble on every side. He says, but I'm not distressed. It's not bothering me. Amen. I hope I get to this. He says, we have treasure. He have trouble on every side. Paul said, this is what I've been going through. He says, I'm perplexed. That means I don't understand what's happening. But I'm not in despair. I'm perplexed. I don't understand, but it doesn't make me want to give up. As a Christian, you have trouble on every side. But yet, you find out that it doesn't make you give up. You are perplexed. That means you can't figure out what's going on in your life. But although you can't, it doesn't make you want to give up. And notice what else he said. He says, I'm persecuted, but I'm not forsaken. In other words, they hunt me down to persecute me. He says, but I'm not forsaken. I'm not abandoned by the Lord, because the Lord said, I'll be with you and I'll never leave you. Amen. I'm hunted down. Paul says, not only am I hunted down, I'm knocked down. Paul says that I'm cast down. That means I'm knocked down. But I'm not destroyed. I'm cast down, but I'm not destroyed. I'm cast down, but I get up. Amen. Amen. They knock me down, but I get back up. They knock me down, but I get back up. Amen. Now, what I want us to see in these two verses of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9 is the word not, N-O-T. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're cast down, but not destroyed. Paul says, none of these things seem to be effective. Why, Paul? Because I'm just too blessed. Oh, Lord, have mercy. you ever been so bothered till it made you just give up? Amen. Things you didn't understand, you can't figure out. Oh, we're called to a tough. This Christian race is not, it's like marriage. It's not for kids. It's not for chumps. If you're going to be a Christian, it's not for chumps. Don't roll up in here thinking that, oh, everything's going to be nice and everything will work out. I'm going to be healed and I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be, no. Paul, you come to the wrong place. You're going to have hell. The moment you decide to be a Christian, Satan going to get busy. He going to put a poster in hell with your picture on it and say, want it. We got to get him. Because he's busy. He's effective for the Lord. See, the devil don't bother nobody that ain't doing anything. But when you start working, and then they can't knock you out. You see what I'm saying? Anybody can give up. Anybody can start. But can you keep going? Have we got a witness? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Through the storm and through the rain. Paul, can everybody shout not? Have you noticed that word? He said not. I'm not. The devil has not gotten the best of me because what's in me is more important than me. I hurt, but that's not more important than me. I suffer, but that's not more important than me. I have trouble, but that's not poor. Amen. My what's more important is the will of God. I don't mind doing the suffering. I've been hunted down. I've been knocked down. Paul said, but yet God is so important, I haven't given up. Paul says, I'm just not. Well, let's look at some more things that happened to Paul. You look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and you find out, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, starting at verse 23, you find out that Paul says that I'm not going to give up. He said, now you may think I'm a fool. The New Century Version said you may think I'm crazy. But in 2 Corinthians 11 and 23, Paul says, as a minister of Christ, amen, I speak as a fool. I know, man, you may think I ain't got good sense. But I've been working hard. He says, I am more studious and I labor more than these Judaizers. He says, I labor more abundantly than they do. I labor. Notice what Paul says. I'm laboring more abundant in stripes. That means I got whipped. Amen. Amen. I got whipped. Whipped above measure. I've been to jail. Amen. Amen. In prison more frequently. He said, I've had some NDEs. Some near-death experiences. Amen. I studied philosophy and they're talking about the NDEs. I'm going to go back and read that near-death experiences. How people talk about the spirit leave the body and hover. He said, I've had some NDEs. I've been in deaths often. And then he said, the Jews whipped me 39 stripes from the Jews. Verse 25. He says, has anybody in here been whipped? Anybody in here been near death for serving the Lord? Has anybody in here been working hard for the Lord? Has anybody here been to jail for serving the Lord? Amen. Paul said, all that's been happening to me. Paul said, all that's been happening to me. And then he said, you may think I'm a fool, but I've been working even harder. Y'all, let's look at some more. He says in verse 25, he said, not only did I get whipped, I got beat. Now, he said, I got beat with a rod. Now, it's one thing to get whipped with a leather belt or some leather, but I done got beaten with a rod. Lord have mercy. Paul said, 3 times they beat me with rods. And not only that, I got stoned. You ever been stoned for serving the Lord? That means that everybody going to stand you up like they did that woman that was caught in adultery, and they're going to rock you. Folk will rock you now. They just don't, with some verbal rocks, they'll rock you, but they'll rock you. Somebody caught committing adultery, they left the guy at the house. They let him get away. They chauvinistic society. stood the woman up right there and said, we caught her under the covers. And they took these rocks. All the Jews pick up stones and we're going to kill her. And they all would throw stones at you until your last breath. You would die being rocked to literally to death. Amen. That's a horrible way to die. And Paul says, you know what? Paul, you know what Paul says? I've been stoned. I got stoned one time. They threw rocks at Paul. They threw rocks at Paul. And they were hoping that he would die. And maybe he would have died. Maybe that's what the next chapter is talking about. He thought he was dead. And they rocked him to death. So I've been, amen, not only that, but I've been not only, I've been hit with rods, but I've been robbed. He says, in my travel, verse 26, often in dangers of water, in dangers of robbers. Amen. In danger of my own countrymen, these people who are supposed to be my own people, in danger by the heathens. Amen. Gentiles even. In peril in city, in town and out of town, in the city and in the wilderness. In the sea among false friends, false brethren. He says, I've been, anybody had any false friends? He says, I've been out in the sea. Amen. Amen. Paul says, I've been out there in the sea. I've been through by false people. I've gone through all these trials and these tribulations. Paul says, in weariness and painfulness and watchings off. He said, I've been hungry. I've been thirsty. I didn't have any clothes. I was naked. Paul says, I've been cold. I've been left out in the water, in the ocean, in the sea, and about to freeze to death. He says, I didn't have nothing to eat. I was hungry. Paul says, what are you talking about? He says, out of all of that, I'm still here. Paul says, it just didn't bother me. And I'm going to give you one more. He says in Acts chapter 20, he says, verse 22, he says, Paul says that I was in a situation to where I was sent down to Jerusalem. And when I went down to Jerusalem, verse 22, he says, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem. And you know what he said in Acts chapter 20, verse 22? He said, I'm going to Jerusalem. I don't even know what's going to happen to me there. He said, but the Holy Spirit did tell me this. The Holy Spirit did tell me this in verse 23. He says, bonds and affliction await you there. That's what he said in verse 23. You know what you got waiting on you, Paul? Another whipping. You know what you got waiting on you, Paul? A jail. You're going to get beat some more, Paul. You're going to get put in jail some more. That's what you got waiting. That's your future, Paul. Paul, they couldn't keep old Paul down. Paul recognized that what he had inside of him was more important than what he was going through. The work was more important than he was. The work. And he says that only thing, but notice what he said in verse 24. But none of these things move me. What, Paul? Could you repeat that? I said, none of these things move me. Say it again, one more. Ain't nothing waiting on you but more jail time and more affliction, and none of these things move you. No, neither count I my life dear to me. What? You mean you're not mad? They talking, they hurting you, Paul. Neither count I my life dear unto myself. Why, Paul? So that I may finish my course with joy in the ministry I have received from the Lord. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. My ministry is too important, and to testify of the gospel of the grace of God. My message is so good, I just can't let it go. I got a message of grace. They got one of law. And these folks done beat me, and they done stoned me, and they done shipwrecked me. And I've almost been dead. I've been forsaken by friends. I've been forsaken by family. I've been hungry. I've been without clothes. But none of those things move me. Neither count I my life dear to me, that I may finish the course that God has. The ministry he has given me is a ministry of grace. And that is a blessing to everybody I meet. And my message, he said, none of those Judaizers died for their faith. They're not willing to do anything but just go around bragging about the law. And they're not really getting any personal wounds. Unless I close you too long. The other thing he says, notice verse 28. Don't leave that out. Amen. Of chapter 11. Don't leave that out. He said, not only that, chapter 11, verse 28. He said, after I got through with all of that, I had the care of the churches. I had to deal with the church. After I got through with all of those whippings and all of that, and the struggling and the suffering and all like that, then laid on me is the daily care of the church. I had all these churches I had to take care of. Paul says that I had all of that to worry about, but I did not let none of those things bother me. He says, I'm just too blessed to be bothered. I'm just too blessed to be bothered. And he had, that's the load that he carried. He carried the load of the church. Even while he was being beaten, he had the load of the church upon him. And Paul says, if you go back to Galatians, you find out that Paul said, let no man trouble me. Paul said, don't let no man trouble me. He says, for I bear on my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, they're worried about being circumcision, but I've got some knots I can show you. I've got some whips. I've got some wounds, some lacerations, scars on my body. You see, following God is not about stars. It's about scars. It's about not being popular. It's about getting whipped if you have to. It's about getting beat upside the head. Paul says, oh, Lord, have mercy. Neither count I my life. That's what it's all about. Paul says, he says, I bear on my body the marks. I could say the tattoos. Y'all don't like tattoos. But he says, I got some spiritual tattoos where they done whipped me across my back and beat me. And he says, I've got the marks of the Lord Jesus. That is what I've been involved with. I've been involved with the Lord's work. And I had to pay for it. And I'm not worried about it. Amen. By the way, it didn't bother me. Amen. I bear on my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. So as we go to close here, what about you? Amen. Amen. Apparently, Paul found joy beyond his pain. But what about you? Do you expect everything to be rosy and nice and comfy and everything to go just the way that you want it to go on this Christian journey? Not so. Amen. You have to ask yourself, there was something that kept Paul devoted. There was something that kept Paul committed. Paul was committed. Paul was devoted to the cause of Almighty Christ. Paul kept his priorities straight. Paul was one who stayed focused. Paul was willing to make the sacrifice in order to do the Lord's work. Amen. When people talked about him, amen, it doesn't matter if folk were talking about you. Don't be bothered about folk talking about you. Matter of fact, don't even be looking. You ever had anybody stick their tongue out you and you weren't looking? That's good. He said, oops, I'm sorry, I didn't see it. I didn't know you hated me. I was so busy doing it. Keep your tongue in your mouth because I'm not looking. I'm looking at the cross of Christ. I'm not paying attention to the enemy or what he's trying to do with me. I'm busy serving the Lord. I'm not losing my focus. I'm hooked on the cross of Christ. And that's what God is calling us to do. He's calling us not to worry about these crosses. We get a little pretty cross and we put it around our neck. But I came to tell you that crosses are death sentence. The crosses are death sentence. We are Christians and we're supposed to have taken up our cross. Taken up our cross and followed him. And amen. I didn't get it on the screen, but You see, what you got to understand about a cross is simply this, is that when you are on the throne, Christ is on the cross. But when Christ is on the throne, you are on the cross. Let me back that thing up. He says, when you're on your own little throne, then Christ is on the cross. But he has called us to be to live a crucified life. Oh, we got to have our way, don't we? We got to have our way. And that's what's wrong. We can't be Christians. We can't do right. We can't obey the book. We can't do church right. We can't do work right. We can't do marriage right. Because we are on the throne. When you're on the throne, Christ is on the cross. Have I got a witness? When you are on the cross, Christ is on the throne. You see, you can't call him Lord. He's your Lord and Savior. Tell your neighbor, don't divide the Savior. He's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You understand what I'm saying? Don't divide the Savior. Amen. He can't just be your Savior and not be your Lord. He's your Lord and Savior. He's the Lord Jesus. You see how the Lord has to come in there? And he won't be the Lord until you get off the throne. And while you're on the throne, all you're doing is putting him, that you have that pretty cross around your neck. Brothers and sisters, God has called us to serve him. And he wants us to do his divine will. And the only way we can do his will is to recognize, like Paul. Paul says, you know what I glory in? I glory in the cross. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Paul gloried in. We got so many hurt Christians. So many hurt Christians throughout the churches. You know what they heard about? Somebody stepped on their toe. Somebody didn't speak to me. They overlooked me. They didn't. Are you kidding me? Did you see what this man just went through? Do you have any blood to show me? You have any blood to show me? Christians have just become so self-centered and focused on them until they'll leave the Lord because somebody didn't speak. They'll get out of the choir and quit singing for God. Grumbling about something that don't deserve attention. We have become too important in church. We have become far too important than Christ. And we let little things hinder our service to God. But we can't let it do it. We can't let it happen. Paul said, they beat me up, but I'm not worried about it. I'm not even depressed about it. I can take it. People will leave a holy matrimony over issues. I mean, no suffering is allowed in people's lives these days. Nobody, if I suffer, I'm going another direction. If you hurt me, I'm going another. We run from pain. But no, Charles Stanley said, going to the cross, all the way to the cross, is nothing but a bunch of heel mark and scuff marks of people going, trying not to get crucified. All the way up to the cross, didn't nothing but a lot of heel marks. People screaming, oh, don't take me to the cross. I want to sit in church. And I want to be encouraged and happy every Sunday. I don't want there to be no worries or no wounds. That's not how it's going to work, brothers and sisters. We got to be willing to suffer for the cause. Paul says, y'all talking about your circumcision. I've got some wounds. Don't be making nobody. Let me pull off my shirt and let you see my back. Do you see these knots on my head? Paul says, I can't understand why folk talking about me. Let me get on out of here. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and say all manner of evil against you falsely. Great is your reward in heaven. Blessed are you when you are persecuted and when you have been reviled. Blessed are you when they are talking about you. Blessed. Have you read the Beatitudes of how blessed you really are? He said, when they lie on you, he said, great is your reward in heaven. Matthew 5:12 says, so persecuted they the prophets who were before you. We all get persecuted. Tell your neighbor, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Amen. I'm too blessed to be bothered. Have I got a witness here? Stand to your feet. I'm too blessed. Amen. You can be doing something and not recognize that you're already blessed. They came to Jesus and they talked to him. They says, they said, Master, why don't you get you something to eat? In John 4:31, Jesus told them in chapter 4:32, I got meat to eat that you know not of. I'm not worried about leisure. Jesus said, y'all gonna eat yourself to death. Going out to eat after church. That's all y'all gonna do, eat. Master, eat. You having a dinner and souls are going to hell and you ain't got time to be praying for lost people or going to church and studying the word. You don't have time for that, but you got time for leisure. I'm too blessed. I wish I could go on. I'll give it in the next service. They told Nehemiah to come down from the wall. He was building the wall, and Tobiah and Gershom and Sanballat all came to him and said, come on, let's go to Ono. He said, why should I leave the work and come down to you? He said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm too blessed to be bothered with Sanballats and Tobias and Gershoms. I don't know who your Sanballats are, but we all got them. But Paul says, my work is more important than you.